The King's Bed. The King asked the Queen, and the Queen asked the chambermaid,
"Could we have the butler, for His Highness is in bed?"
The Queen asked the chambermaid. The chambermaid said,
"Certainly, I'll go and tell the butler now before he goes to bed."
The chambermaid, she curtsied and went and told the lady's maid,
"Go and get the butler, for His Highness is in bed."
The lady's maid said sleepily,
"You'd better tell His Majesty that many people nowadays like stable boys instead."
The chambermaid said,
"Fancy!"
and went to Her Majesty. She curtsied to the Queen, and she turned a little red.
"Excuse me, Your Majesty, for taking off the liberty, but stable boys are tasty if they're very smoothly spread."
The Queen said,
"Oh!"
and went to His Majesty.
"Talking of the butler for His Royal Highness's bed, many people think that stable boys are nicer. Would you like to try a little stable boy instead?" The King said,
"Bother."
And then he said,
"Oh, deary me."
The King sobbed,
"Oh, deary me."
And went back to bed.
"Nobody,"
he whimpered,
"could call me a fussy man. I only want a little bit of butler in my bed."
The Queen said,
"There, there."
And went to the chambermaid. The chambermaid said,
"There, there."
And went to the lady's maid. The lady's maid said,
"There, there, I didn't really mean it. I'll go and call the butler for His Royal Highness's bed."
The Queen took the butler and brought him to His Majesty.
The King said,
"Butler, eh?"
and bounced in his bed.
"Nobody,"
he said, as he kissed him tenderly.
"Nobody,"
he said, as he slid down his trousers.
"Nobody, my darling, could call me a fussy man, but I do like a little bit of butler in my bed."